I had a good time last night hosting the chill list, but I do regret one joke.
Oh.
Can I tell you it?
Yes.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Keen.
You didn't work in a mine as a child?
I think, well, yeah, as a child, I was a coal miner. Till I got the black lung when I was 11, had to retire.
Man ain't afraid to get his hands dirty. I ain't afraid to get them dirty, and I ain't afraid to get them bloody, baby. I ain't afraid of a fucking thing.
Can I ask you something?
I'm still collecting a union pension.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very seriously, coal, okay?
Yeah.
You go and get these dark black rocks.
Yeah.
Are people just, like, barbecuing that much? Why do we need so much of that? Is it for steaks?
No, it's for the big barbecues that make electricity.
Can you, like, in the... You know, Cliff Notes, fifth grade way, quickly explain how all of that ashy black stuff comes out of the ground and then turns into something we need. I don't understand that at all. Like, legitimately.
Well, as I understand it, coal is, I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's...
We're off to a good start.
It's, if you get it hot enough, it burns real good.
Oh.
And so they burn it to generate heat, to boil water, to make steam, to turn a turbine, to make electricity.
Can't you just do that with wood?
Yeah, but the coal burns hotter, I think.
Just put more wood.
Right, but or less coal. Right?
You can burn anything. Why is coal so much better?
Because it burns real hot.
It's the hottest shit that burns?
It's not the hottest shit that burns. I think it's the hottest, cheapest shit that burns.
Okay, who would burn hotter, me or you?
I think all your blubber would cause you to burn up real fast and hot like that.
My blubber?
Yeah, that layer of gross fat around you that encapsulates all your muscles. I think that would burn up real fast and hot like that. I think I would be the fire would be starved for energy because I'm so dense. I'm so densely packed with muscle.
Okay, you would go up like a matchstick.
Go on. Just go on.
Nothing. Just incinerate.
It'd just be a little stick of black ash in my shape. It would just fall over.
What is the name of that Fantastic Four guy?
Cellulite. Oh.
No.
I thought we were talking about you. I thought we were talking,
Well, you can call me. That could be my superhero name, Cellulite.
Cellulite.
But if I caught fire, I think I'm that guy from, what is it, the fucking Fantastic Four? That he's just on fire, like Hulk, but on fire.
Sweet! No, not sweet. That's the temperature of the sun.
What's that guy's name? Is there a guy like that?
It sounds familiar.
Or is I'm thinking of that brick guy.
There's a big brick guy.
No, there's a fire guy.
There's a fire guy,
That's
but I don't
me.
Think he's big. I think he's like the ice guy. He's just the fire guy.
Now, can fire...
They were being racist, only having an ice guy, so they needed a fire guy.
Shit, dude.
Or vice versa. I don't know. I don't know who came first. Who was affirmatively hired? Ice guy or the fire guy?
Bro, I'm about to call ISIS on you for that joke. Do you think someone made of fire could marry someone made of water? And if not, how do you explain my wife and me?
I don't even know what to make of that.
Do you think somebody made of water in a superhero... Let's say it's a fantasy novel.
No, I get that.
We get fire man hero guy. He's made of fire.
Well, intercourse is where we're going to run into some issues.
You're an engineer, dude. We got
there may be some boiling.
How do you transfer... Because hot things can... Like, I'm not a scientist, but I do know this, okay? Like, if something's really, really hot and on fire... It can be made cool. And if something's like watery, it can be made hot. So if we can get the water person to make something hot and the hot person to make something cool.
Still though, they'd come into contact with each other and one of them would boil off. A vagina would boil off or a penis would boil off. It depends on who's who. Who in this scenario?
Not all creatures have penises and vaginas. They could have something else.
Only the ones that want to reproduce.
Well, fire and water can't reproduce.
Well, then why are they getting it on?
For pleasure.
Or recreation, not procreation.
That's a problem with America today. Way too much recreational sex and not enough procreational sex.
Procreational sex is boring.
Well, they have recreation areas. Like, you can drive off the highway. Why don't they have procreation areas?
Little rest stops, you can pull over, knock it out real quick.
Actually, though, some do kind of work both ways.
They do. I've heard from most of the people participating in the illicit activities at the rest areas aren't there for procreating. They're still there for the recreational aspects of sex.
Oh.
Yeah. They can't actually procreate, so.
Well, sure they can. We should welcome people to the Burner Rave podcast. I feel like we're already in the thick
of it.
That's how people feel every time I try to market this show.
That's
I'm gonna need you to step up the energy in your game.
So it feels when it comes on the radio, they're like, blah.
Yeah.
This one again.
Every other Thursday, someone's
then
out
they just
go,
leave
oh,
it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Pops up in their stream.
Oh, this fucking! I forgot I subscribed to them 3 years ago. They're still doing that shit.
Right. Sheesh.
Boy, Joe's up there. Fucking. Yep. We're still doing this shit.
We just like to see it all burn. It's a startup. Who would miss it?
Yes, sir.
As you know, I did 5 minutes at the Deaf Puppy Comedy Open
That's
Mic.
That's true.
In Antigua. Yes.
Stand-up comedy.
Stand-up
Congratulations
comedy.
Congratulations to you, sir.
I did some stand-up poetry.
That's what I heard.
Had a great time. Killed it. So now, pretty much, I'm waiting for Netflix to call.
Right.
And I'm going on tour. Like, I'm ready.
I'm doing my best for these kids, okay? I'm trying. I'm an educator.
So I've been thinking a lot about jokes and intros and stuff. Like, how would you open a show or whatever? I'm not saying this is how I would open.
I'm glad to know that 3.5 years into this podcast that you've decided now to put forth the effort into learning how to do an intro or whatnot for your own shit.
Right.
But don't bother with, you know, this one, whatever.
Right. No, yeah. That's your job. You're the executive producer.
Oh, that's my job.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to give you one job. Can we talk about masturbation?
What? No.
Is that too much too soon?
Do you guys, are you fans of Dirty Talk? Do you like it? Are you cool with it?
Is this your bit?
No, that's, so here's how it'd come out.
Yeah.
I mean, potentially, I'm writing a bunch of these, you know, throw them all out there. So that'd come out. Because everybody comes out and they make fun of themselves. That's like a pretty common thing. I would say something like, can we talk about masturbation? And people are like, is that too much too soon? And people are like, no, yo, because people want to hear it, right? And I say, okay, why don't you start? Right? I think that's funny. Tell me about your experiences, and if you need any props or visual aids, I'm here for it.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
So you're asking the whole audience?
Yeah. So I ask them all. Someone's going to steal this. I think it's hilarious. I ask the whole audience, hey, can we talk about masturbation? Like, woo, all right, let's talk about masturbation. Woo, get them all hyped. And I'm like, okay, why don't you start, ma'am?
Yeah. Okay.
She's just fucking cheering like crazy. And now you put her on a spot. Now I got to hear a story.
Someone had come on the Roomba.
I think that's hilarious.
I do, too. All right. Think that's gold.
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 I had a good time last night hosting the Chill List, but I do regret one joke.
Oh.
Can I tell you it?
Yes.
It sort of came to me in the moment, which I now deeply regret. My dean was there. She's retiring. She's female. Been working together for 20 years. And I said, it really saddens me that she's retiring because I had a retirement plan that consisted of a sexual harassment lawsuit. And unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to have time to file now.
What do I talk about when I've had an encounter and I feel like I've been embarrassed and I feel used and I feel dirty?
And
that's a little, because it's aimed directly at one person. It's a little on edge, but I like it.
It was lukewarm. Lukewarm reception. Now, when I show up to work Monday, we'll see what she really thought.
Yeah. Yeah. If your office is locked.
Oh, dude. They told me I was a bad culture fit.
Have you been sexually harassed at work?
Not at work.
At McDonald's in the drive-thru?
At the Goodwill.
I've been sexually
in the dressing room of the Goodwill. Have you?
I have.
They caught me jerking off in the handicap stall.
Well, I don't know that men call it harassment.
When it's man on man, is that what we're talking about?
That,
or is this woman on man?
Woman on man. It's a rare occurrence, but it happens.
Well, I've been catcalled.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
By a cat?
No.
Like a real cat, I'm sure.
No, like a girl in a car. Yeah, I was mowing my grandpa's lawns out on Rumble Road.
And she said, do my tires look flat?
No, they drove by and just I got some cat calls as they drove by.
Were you shirtless?
I was not, but I was all sweaty.
Wait, this was your grandpa Rumble Road, so this is like when you're 18?
Probably.
Bro, you're going back 30 years?
In my prime? No, I'm just saying, well, it's not 30 years yet, but still, I'm saying I've been catcalled.
What about last week?
I haven't been catcalled. Well, my wife's out of town, so there's nobody really to do with the catcalling.
You don't understand. Wives don't catcall.
My wife catcalls. Well, not me, but...
Right. Yeah, I know. I've run by.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha.
My boss, who may or may not be the one I was referring to earlier, one time I was going on a run, so I finished my class. I changed in my office, because of course I do. So I got my tanky top. My shorty shorts, and I go into the office because I need to hand them my keys because I don't want to run with a bulky set of keys. I got enough bulk while I'm running.
Right.
Okay.
Of course.
So I just reach over the office. I say, hey, can I just leave these under the desk here? Okay. The secretary's like, yeah, that's great. No problem. Then the boss is like, oh my, look at them guns. Now, I'm a poet, and I know that guns is a metaphor for my impeccable biceps. I felt very seen and also unseen, as if I was being stripped of all my dignity as well as my clothes with your eyes.
Nope. You started the flex down. You started the gun show.
Are you ready to hunt for your prey?
You were like, okay. Oh, well, you noticed, did you?
Busted. Busted.
I did inflate.
You caught me. If you looked at those security cameras, you see some shit. You see some shit.
I'm sure. Just eat your pearls straight.
Yes. How many pearls do you think you've eaten?
Oh,
I swallow those things fast.
I'll take some pearls.
Yeah.
I can swallow some pearls. Yeah.
Pearls are in oysters.
Yeah. Pearls come from oysters. Yeah, I try not to eat things that also make jewelry.
What is that pearl? Is that like a baby?
No.
What is it?
You're going to make me get all nerdy.
A little bit.
You know, oysters are real soft inside their shell. They're like little pillows.
Yeah.
The oyster's body. Well, if sand gets in there, which I don't understand how the whole fucking thing can't be full of sand. But if a piece of sand gets in there in the wrong area, it irritates it. So the pearl is actually the inside of the shell. They line the inside of their shell with the pearl material so it's soft for their little pillowy bodies. If sand gets in there and irritates them, they'll build that same shell around it to make it smooth so it doesn't irritate them anymore. And it'll just keep building and building and building and building, and that's a pearl. So a pearl will have a piece of sand in the center of it.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So a pearl, this thing that has so much value, was like the oyster's little protective mechanism to stay comfortable.
He protects himself, and then he gets murdered for it.
Yeah,
Sam,
we crack that
for
fucker
vanity.
Open. We rip out his little cyst.
Yeah,
like we're just wearing like little fucking cancerous.
But he can't
tumors.
Go back after that. After you open the shell, that's it.
Really,
poor little guy.
You can't close it and put it back.
No.
So I've grabbed tons of pearls. I just take them and close them.
Them
and put
stuff.
Them back.
Oh, no, from the jewelry store, when you're doing a smash and grab, yeah, you can just grab them and take off.
Oh, I didn't want to hurt animals.
Right, right. No, at that point, yeah, you're fine.
Okay, cool. All these men out here, they want women who are practically virgins. Like, they don't want high body counts, right? They're so concerned about body counts, they don't want a woman who has a lot of experience with men, and I think that's stupid. And so this joke is for these hoes out there. Listen, when I go to a mechanic... Right? I don't want it to be his first time checking under the hood. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want him to have to ask me, like, where the dipstick goes and what kind of oil I want and all that shit, like, where to put it in. Like, I want an experienced mechanic who can help me get, you know, running smooth again. I actually wrote this. These silly jokes come to me in the middle of the night, and I feel like them in my head are funny. I'm like on stage, so I can't do this with any swagger, but something
wrote the exact thing you just said.
Okay, real talk. This is an honest question. I've been thinking about this. Let me try to process
great.
This so you understand.
So I understand.
Let me just get at your eye level, Ryan.
Yeah, bring it down.
Listen, I need help with this. Many people have voices in their head. It's usually themselves, and it's usually pretty shitty and negative, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a voice in my head that has evolved, and it doesn't feel like this negative Nelly. It's more like a best friend. And I'm like talking to it. I'm like, dude, let me tell you a joke. And then it laughs. And then it tells me a joke. Am I schizophrenic?
Yes.
Oh, good. You know what I mean? Like the voice that used to just be kind of negative and doubtful and fearful has been replaced by like a voice that just kind of has fun and tells joke, like narrates. Sometimes I'll be driving and be like, oh, look at that tree over there. Like I'm telling myself to look at that tree. I'm like, oh, that's a beautiful tree. Oh, look at that baby. Oh my God, it's a cute baby.
But why do you need someone to tell you? Why do you need that?
Ooh, I don't need it, but like that's the voice in my head.
But
so
it's not doing you any good.
It's so alerting me to what I'm already seeing.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. It's important. You're already seen it. You don't need them to tell you. You already seen it.
But what if it has a joke? Like, for example, my eyes see. Look, I'm not going to be like.
That's your joke.
But a woman, a funny looking person, let's just leave it very vague. A funny looking human is walking across McHenry. Sometimes there are some odd looking ducks out there walking in that vicinity. And I see that with my eyes. And this Sam just observes that. But then inner Sam, dude, has some crazy jokes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some commentary. Not proud of, but also kind of funny.
That's the shit you gotta write down.
You see?
That's the good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like
the shit you're not proud of is the best stuff.
So do you have that narrator in your head who's like commentary but humor?
It's usually pretty mean, but
see? Like, fuck that motherfucker.
Sometimes it gets humorous. Depends on who I'm hating on.
I'm just worried about if this talking to myself is healthy or unhealthy. But I find it kind of healthy because I'm alone a lot. And so it's kind of better if you like the person you're hanging out with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Dude makes you laugh. Like I like that for like dude's like, let's go to the gym. You're like, okay, let's go. Like that's kind of a cool person to hang out with instead of someone's like
nightmare. Hey, look at the time.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Exactly. You really have to go.
No.
Oh.
I just had to get away from you and your buddy over there. Getting a little scary, a little intense.
The two of us scared you off?
Yeah. You and your friend.
Huh. Okay. We have another top 10 list from Ryan. The top 10 things to have on hand in the event of a zombie apocalypse.
Could be life-saving, Sam.
Number 10.
CNN. Let the zombies know, don't bother. I don't have a brain.
Number 9.
A machete. It works on TV.
Number 8.
KY Jelly. Zombies are freaks for butt stuff.
Number 7.
Maps to your neighbor's houses.
Number 6.
Lots of cocaine. No one parties like the undead.
And the number 5 thing to have on hand in the event of a zombie apocalypse?
A freezer full of your neighbor's brains.
Number 4.
Your in-laws.
Number 3.
T-shirts for your kids that say Tasty Brains.
Yes. 2.
Plenty of booby traps. These will certainly slow down your family enough to ensure your safe escape.
And the number 1 thing to have on hand in the event of a zombie apocalypse?
A list of the first motherfuckers you're gonna eat if shit goes south.
Yes. You're top of my list, bro.
You too, buddy.
Aww.
You too.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.